This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of our great radio station affiliates. By the way, a special shout out to Don and Shirley, who are listening to us on board an inbound cruise ship headed into Tampa Bay, coming back from one of the cruises they've been on. So hello to the cruise ship. They didn't tell me which one. They just said they were listening to us on a cruise ship coming back to Tampa. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers too, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers for their service to America, keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers too, along with the bulk mail centers sorting that mail for delivery today, and the bulk mail haulers bringing the mail in and out and all around the country. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer over there. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Now, we have to start out the discussion that we're having with what happened last night in Colorado, not very far away, the school, the charter school, from the Columbine school disaster that we had there, shooting mess about, 10 years ago or so?
20.
All right, 20. But we had another situation with a real goofball and one of its associates that went in to do some sincere damage, and they killed one and wounded eight, I believe.
Yeah, there were two of them. There was thought that there may be three, but turns out there were only two. Both students, one was 18. The other one was younger than that.
Described only as a minor is what I'm seeing.
Correct.
Yep.
But we have this 18-year-old by the name of Devon Erickson.
Yep.
He's a piece of work, this cat. He hates Christians. He went on about the Bible. He had shared a video about Seth Meyers attacking President Trump. He had shared a video of Occupy Democrats praising Obama. He uses the hashtag grunge and dark aesthetics and alternative and so forth and so on. And he says, I am covered in ink and addicted to pain. Both suspects were wearing Nirvana. One of them, I guess. I guess maybe the younger was wearing a Nirvana hoodie with writing all over it. So, this cat was swelled out. Both students, this is how they got so deeply into the building itself. So apparently some of this started because they have all grades at this particular school. And apparently the shooting started in what was necessarily known as the middle school, and then there was a stairwell that was leading up to the high school grades. And I think that's where the final shooting stopped.
And the older one's car had 666 on the hood, and he had some satanic gesture on the side of it
But anyway, that says all I need to know.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on, because our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was over in, I believe, Iraq yesterday. Now, before he left, he was talking about Venezuela, saying that all options in Venezuela were open, including the military, and then, boom, he pops up over in Iraq.
Yeah, well, I mean, one doesn't have anything to do with the other, because really Pence has taken over with Elliot Abrams on the Venezuelan front.
Uh-huh.
Pompeo was to meet with Merkel personally the other day. He immediately canceled that trip on a briefing that the United States got from the Mossad. So he canceled the trip and immediately flew to Baghdad. And made assurances to Baghdad that we would be there to help them maintain their safety and their sovereignty. And then he spoke to some of our military leadership there and said, you know, you guys need to tighten down things here in Iraq to make sure that all of our military personnel are safe. But apparently Iran was seen moving some ballistic missiles into the Persian Gulf. I don't know that that has been confirmed, but that actually came from one of the intelligence sources that CNN has, and they generally have some pretty good when it comes to foreign policy. At least I have to give them that. But we also have apparently dispatched two B-52s.
I heard it was four.
Yeah, I only think it's two.
All right.
To the region. Now, I don't believe that we're doing that in order to start lighting up things by a long stretch. I think we're only doing this, one, as a precautionary measure and to show force. In the meantime, the leadership of Iran was deciding whether they wanted to come back into the tables in talks with the P+5 or nuclear deal, and they were to decide by Wednesday, that being today, and they've decided to pull out of it completely themselves.
Okay, hold that thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, there's good news for those of you that have been following the military trial of Navy SEAL and Chief Petty Officer Gallagher. The helmet cam video is going to be used in his defense, which apparently, according to the defense attorney, completely vindicates the chief. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees, Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And yesterday you had a chance to hear Tim Schmidt, who was the president, CEO, and founder of the USCCA on my program. And I'll ask the question again, like I did yesterday. What do over 300,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. Now, whether or not you defend yourself with a gun, a knife, a club, a stick, a pipe, a hammer, a screwdriver, or your fists, you, if you're the last person standing, will be the first person the law authorities look at. And we know that they don't always get it right. The legal system doesn't always get it right, and defending yourself shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense to keep you out of trouble. Now, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on that big USCCA logo that's right there to find out more, and when the window comes down, you will see an opportunity to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. It's a different gun every day, so try that out. And also, don't forget that should you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff for being a member. And that also includes, I might add, the Concealed Carry magazine, which is award-winning 2 out of the last 3 years, not just about guns, but also hunting and fishing and camping and different discounts in there for all of the above. So that's what you get, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and make sure you click on the USCCA logo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Now, we've got a question about Iran from a listener in Reno. His name is Dennis, so good morning, Dennis, and thank you for your question. And the question is, has Iran started up their nuclear reactors yet?
I don't know about the nuclear reactors. I have not looked at those. But I will tell you that they are back to enriching uranium. Under the nuclear deal, they were allowed to enrich uranium to, I've long since forgotten, to whatever percent it was.
Uh-huh.
And they voluntarily suspended that. They are now going back to that and whatever level, and perhaps even above that, to be in violation of the nuclear deal to enrich uranium. Now, this is probably done in defiance. The former foreign minister Zarif said that Iran was, we had already, pulled out of some parts of the Iranian deal, but he said that they were not going to pull out of it, and something came across my radar, so listeners may have to verify this, but yesterday it said that they were going to pull out of it altogether. So I can't validate that. I was kind of poking around to see if I couldn't find it again. No, where I put it. They're certainly in deep financial trouble, so I think that they're using, they being the leadership of Iran, are using the nuclear deal to as a bargaining chip on both ways to lift some of their sanctions, so they're not going into any further financial tailspin. They're to the point where they're almost as bad as Venezuela right now.
Now, a friend of mine whose son died on Extortion 17, Karen Vaughn and Billy Vaughn, their son Aaron Vaughn was a Navy SEAL who died on that military extraction, SEAL Team 6 died on that when the helicopter went down. One of his first senior NCOs was Chief Petty Officer Gallagher, who apparently, Eddie Gallagher, who apparently now has been on trial for killing someone, an enemy combatant, if you will, and apparently they got a hold of the helmet cam video, his defense team, which will clearly, according to them, I don't know, I haven't seen it, which will clearly vindicate Chief Petty Officer Gallagher from all charges, because it validates exactly what he said happened.
Okay, good.
So, that being said, the reason he got into all this trouble to begin with was apparently he was one of those really, really, really hard chargers that got out there that got into the mix and upset a bunch of people, including one of their military officers, one of the SEALs officers, who apparently, I guess he lied about all this or something to begin with. He stretched the truth and he himself is in trouble now?
There were some apparently in the ranks that did not, you know, their personalities clashed, and so some have testified against them or given some not so positive evidence or testimony. So how much of that and what it is, I can't speak to it. I haven't really been following the case.
Well, it's been coming in bits and pieces, so it's not something that you follow every day unless you, you know, can find the information. Okay, so we know the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, left Baghdad for parts unknown. We know he was there prepping our troops and talking about whatever it was that we thought that the threat was from the Israeli Mossad pertaining to Iran or one of their proxies, Hamas or Hezbollah, or even the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, whatever the situation was. You talked about moving of some ballistic missiles, which would certainly get my attention. But in the meantime, there's a very eerie quiet right now between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East. How long do you think that's going to hold?
Well, I mean, it's always up to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is really was the lead operation in attacking Israel last week. It wasn't really Hamas, although Hamas was giving cover to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. That whole conflict with the whatever number of missiles it ended up being, we don't know, or rockets. I shouldn't say missiles, but rockets. Really began because of a Palestinian Islamic Jihad sniper had, I think, killed, used his weapon, and was up on a perch under the protection of Hamas, and had fired at and or killed an Israeli. And that's really what started that whole thing last week.
Yeah, wounded a couple soldiers, too, in the process. Yep, and you're right, killed an Israeli. By the way, Flip is saying hello.
Good morning.
And that's a good thing, because he'll have his bike. His bike is being taken care of, some sort of warranty or recall or whatnot like that, his motorcycle. So he definitely wants to take you for a motorcycle ride.
Oh, cool.
So there you
cool.
go. You wind up with one of those here lately, or in a not-too-distant future. Okay, now, what the heck is going on with Venezuela? Now, you said Mike Pence and the envoy were in charge of whatever it is that we're doing there. And, of course, are we going to hear from Guaido this week? Is he going to actually say it's time for the military to step in? Is he going to go that route?
He's already said that. Okay. You mean our military?
Yeah. Is he going to specifically call for our military? That's what I'm hearing.
I think he's already had those talks with Pence and our officials. But, you know, we don't want to get involved that way. We may be moving some assets into place, including, you know, a mercy ship or two, but, you know, we don't want to go in there militarily. We don't necessarily do things on a humanitarian basis. But what is happening is what you and I discussed yesterday were some of the incentives that the United States is offering to their military personnel in order for them to essentially defect.
Right.
And go over to the Guaido side.
Right.
So I think a lot of that is underway as we speak. I think Maduro knows that, because what he has done is he has essentially closed, well, or taken control of all three airports. So if any of his military personnel have gotten the message and have subscribed to the Guaido, Pence, Elliott, Abrams, incentives and want to leave the country because Pence said that we would give them protection, Maduro is not going to allow them to leave. So they would have to sneak out of the country some other way other than an airplane, because he took over the airport.
Yeah, by vehicle, probably driving to the border and then trying to sneak over or whatever. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so you have yourself a great day.
You too, thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go to the website, find out more about her. Here's the number to call if you want to opine. I'm coming up with our second military report right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8800.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One student is dead, several others are injured, and two students are under arrest after two gunmen opened fire inside a STEM school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. This mom found out about the attack when her daughter called her on her cell phone.
The first communication she had with me was, "Mom, there's a lockdown." And I said, "What?" And she said, "Mom, I love you." I said, "What's going on?" And then she said, "This it's not just a drill. It's a real lockdown, Mom. There's shooting."
Law enforcement says it has learned a lot about the importance of speed after the Columbine and Aurora Theater shootings. Sheriff's officials arrived quickly and took the suspects into custody. One of them is a minor and one is an adult. Seven other children remain in the hospital. There's still no word on a motive for the shootings. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Uh-huh.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston. And the other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida region. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals in the military, especially those of you here in my backyard, MacDill Air Force Base, and the dozens of other bases across the United States where our program is heard. It's the captain here, and there is an important date coming up that could mean a lot for your future. It is May the 31st. Now, that's the next start date for the National Aviation Academy classes in Clearwater and Concord, Mass. Now, you've been hearing me talk about them now for about 3 years, and NAA has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career in the private sector. This is a team, and they have a team of specialists that can help you with your career separation plan. Now, how would you like the opportunity to make up to $80,000 your first year? That's what the top 10% in aviation maintenance make as certified aviation maintenance techs. So what are you waiting for? And for more information on their statistics and upcoming classes, you can go to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080 for more information. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide slap open for you. Okie dokie. Now, the Army is going to spend the next 3 or so years implementing a new non-commissioned officer evaluation system that's designed to set aside experience, or what we call seniority, based on time and reward performance instead. Now, that could be interesting because traditions are hard to break, and seniority usually brings rewards along with it, but now they're going to reward performance instead. So if you got what they call one of these on-fire folks that want to chime into the mix and get things going, gung-ho people, that was another term we used, they could move up the ladder faster than you. We'll see what happens. Now, I did tell you that the civilian attorney for Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher said he will show lawmakers video footage today that destroys the prosecutor's case against his client and totally vindicates the chief as to the actions he took for what happened that caused him to kill an enemy combatant. By the way, the Air Force has got a new plan to revolutionize the way it trains its pilots. The overhaul comes as the service readies for the possibility of a complex fight with a sophisticated enemy. And the Air Force's SHIELD program shot down airborne missiles with a laser recently, testing. The United States Air Force said it successfully shot missiles out of the sky with a ground-based laser system that it plans to make small enough to fit on its aircraft. Point the laser, pull the trigger. How about that? By the way, in the Marine Corps news, a North Carolina Raider theft ring has been discovered. Marines have stolen tactical gear, vehicle parts, flashbang grenades, and pawned off some of the loot as a result from 2016 to 2018. The motor pool and supply warehouse for the 3rd Raider Battalion aboard Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, were the targets of thieves within the elite commando unit, according to military charge sheets. We'll see where that goes. Also, the Marines are prepping to hit the beach again, but 10,000 Marines need more ships from the Navy as they have waged a campaign in the vast Pacific Ocean against a near-peer competitor, putting a test emerging technologies and fighting concepts aimed at sea control together, but they need more ships for the Marines. And the Coast Guard, you know that tall ship they've got? Well, it's made its first visit to Norway since 1963. Now, it's not necessarily the ship that comes in mind when you think about America flexing its muscles abroad to project sea power and dominance, but that tall ship, which is the pride and joy of the United States Coast Guard, has made it to Norway. So that's something to see. And I've been aboard that tall ship. It's very impressive. As a matter of fact, I think it was in, I was aboard in New York City, but I think a few years ago it was here in Tampa. Now, the Coast Guard also hopes to have its first 3 heavy icebreakers fielded by 2027 and 2028 to replace the 1 icebreaker that is increasingly struggling to make it to Antarctica and back each year and to increase U.S. presence in the high latitudes, namely the North Pole, the Commandant has announced. And it's very well needed because the Russians are having a field day up there in the North Pole as well as down south. By the way, Russia is ready to cooperate with Turkey to sell its new generation Su-57 fighter jet in case the Ankara government and Turkish companies are expelled from the U.S.-led F-35 program. Russia came out and announced that yesterday. And the Turkish armored vehicles manufacturer FNSS and its Indonesian partner PT Pinad have signed a contract to co-produce scores of medium-weight, new-generation battle tanks for the Indonesian Army. Now, the deal was signed during this year's IDFF Defense and Aerospace Show in Istanbul, which was held back the end of April and the 1st of May. Also, a Pentagon decision to direct the Navy to buy maritime versions of the CH-47 would be a blow to Bethesda, Maryland-based Lockheed. The Pentagon is reviewing now Boeing versus Lockheed for the Marine helicopters. They'll have an announcement on that soon. And the Department of Veterans Affairs proposed a new collective bargaining agreement with the American Federation of Government Employees back on May the 2nd, one that agency officials say that will improve medical care, customer service, and staff accountability. But so far, the union employees are having nothing to do with it. So far. And in towns around Fort Bragg, North Carolina, retired Special Forces soldiers apply to their own companies what they've learned in combat. As many of the former Green Berets are starting up new service-oriented companies around their home base in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And that may be a good thing, because these guys are dependable, reliable folks. By the way, union officials representing more than 250,000 Department of Veterans Affairs employees have flatly rejected management proposals for a major overhaul of their collective bargaining agreement to include drastic cuts to on-the-clock official time spent on union activities. And that's the one where I got to agree with the government. If you're doing something for the union, then the union should be paying you. You shouldn't be getting paid government time to do union activities. That's just the way I look at it. When I was in the union, when I was in the fire service, and I had things I had to do, I didn't get paid extra money for doing that. I didn't get paid extra money by the fire service. In other words, I didn't get paid by the fire service for doing that. As a shop steward, I got paid money by the fire service to do what I did. And then, of course, once I found out that it was something that was too time-consuming, I bowed out of it and said, nope, don't need to do this. But I had a couple of years as a shop steward back in the day. By the way, this week in Congress, House appropriators are expected to mark up their draft of the Veterans Affairs and Military Construction Budget for the fiscal 2020 season, moving ahead with their plans for next year's spending, despite the lack of clarity and the path in which they'll take, and the Trump administration's plans for increasing access to 5G spectrum will help spur innovation in the space industry, so says Vice President Mike Pence. It will be interesting to find out how all that works. So, that's our military and veterans news segment for this hour, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And don't forget to check out the Mission Barbecue, because next week, Armed Forces Week, you get a chance. Monday, Army. Tuesday, Marine. Wednesday, Navy. Thursday, Air Force. Friday, Coast Guard. And then Saturday, Armed Forces Day. Everybody that's a veteran or active duty military gets a free meal. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, HempFX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, the New Jersey cowgirl that found her way down to Carrollton, Georgia, and they're listening to us, Don and Donna, on AM 13. Let's see, AM 1380, which is WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia, and they also can hear us down there in Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in that area. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, David E. Garrett Jewelers, Mother's Day is coming up. Need something special for that special mom? Well, here's a way to do it. You can order it and have it shipped to you. It'll be in your hands in time for Money Day. You can go on Mother's Day, Money Day, listen to me, and for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to the fine craftsmanship and stellar service that they're known for. They are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. All military, active duty, all veterans, all first responders get a discount on your purchase. Now, you can go to their website. Take a look at what they have to offer. David E. Garrett Jewelers.com. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. The website again, David E. Garrett Jewelers.com. And take a look at all the different things they have to offer. Now, if you have any questions or special needs, call them at 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680. And you'll get personal attention for whatever it is you need. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jewelry you can trust. They are a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook and also the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski, is with us. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing?
I know that you rushed out when you heard about this and bought all the MAGA bonds that you could get your hands on.
Well, I didn't hear about it. That was just shocking. You just told me about it. I didn't know much about it at all.
And well, it's in the works, okay? Now, here's the deal. Democratic leaders and President Donald Trump agree upon the $2 trillion infrastructure deal. They did so on not agreeing on how that would be funded. So the president came up with an idea. How about if we put out MAGA bonds, M-A-G-A, MAGA bonds for Make America Great Again? And it would be a great investment. It would be a way to pay for our infrastructure, roads, bridges, highways, whatever it is we needed to be done. They do not burden today's taxpayers because they allow big improvements to be amortized over the period of life of the improvement. And it was suggested the MAGA bonds be sold in 10, 15, 20 and 25 years additions, which could adequately spread out the goals of projects while allowing a good return for the investor. The only thing we haven't heard is what they would return in terms of investment.
Man, I'm sorry, but I think it's silly. Be quite honest with you. I mean, first and foremost, it's not going to burden taxpayers. Sure it is. Eventually that money has to be paid back with interest. Who's going to pay that money back? It's not free money. It's borrowed money, and then there's interest that's involved with it. And again, the magic word is, what's the interest rate on these things? What are they paying you to hold on to these bonds, for a certain period of time? I mean, savings bonds are kind of like zero coupon bonds. When you buy them, you don't get paid out until the very end. Somebody's going to eventually have to pay the bill. And if anybody thinks that you're going to collect $2 trillion in saving bond money, I'm sorry. That's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So in today's day and age, especially with the way that things have changed for investors, and savings bonds was kind of a novel idea back in the day when many Americans didn't have quite as much access to the stock market. I mean, forget back in the old days. You could go back to the 1970s where commissions were much higher if you wanted to purchase stock. In companies, it was much, much different than it is today. Prices have come down and made the equity markets and other means of investing much, much cheaper. So I'm not buying the MAGA route. Sorry.
All right. Now, we have some news that's breaking in the Middle East, and I'm just going to put it out the way I got it. There are reports coming in now, coming through the Israeli newspapers, and this is apparently coming from the Mossad, that Iran has moved ballistic missiles into the Persian Gulf, pointed towards not only Israel, but Saudi Arabia. And that has prompted the response of our USS Abraham Lincoln, headed back into the Persian Gulf, our battle group, and the four B-52 nuclear-capable bombers into the region. Mike Pompeo, right now, the Secretary of State, is on his way to London after being in Iraq yesterday.
Okay, I'm sorry, Matt. Into the Persian, they're onboard ships, is what you're saying?
We have the USS Abraham Lincoln battle group.
No, the Iranian missiles.
No. They're on Iranian soil, and they've moved them.
Oh, they moved them, okay.
Yep, closer to the western part of Iran, repositioned them and pointed them towards Israel and Saudi Arabia, which has brought our military response.
Oh, boy, I mean, they're really moving to push things to the brink over there, and, Israel won't sit by for long. They're not going to be hit. They've been known, and we all know what happened. They've done preemptive attacks in the past. They did one on, I can't remember the exact year, you might remember, Matt, in Iraq. It was back in the 80s.
It was Syria when they took out that nuclear plant.
And Syria, too, but they also took one out in Iraq.
That's right.
Just before the war started. They're known for doing that. They're not going to, they feel threatened, they're going to deal with it.
And by the way, Iran started, they fired up their nuclear plants again to make nuclear material, which they can do under the agreement.
Yeah, well, they just a nuclear material. They need energy. I mean, their economy is in shambles right now. They're because of the sanctions they've put on them, their oil exports have dropped by over 1 million barrels They're hurting right now.
Okay, so I'm impressed by the jobs report from last week. I'm impressed by the fact that we're seeing reports where there's more jobs than there are available people to work. I also understand that the government is trying to bring in qualified people through the H-1B visa program on a temporary basis, a year or two or three, something like that, renewed annually for their need in certain areas where they need to have specialists that can't be trained fast enough to get into some of these jobs. What say you?
I'm not a big fan of the H-1B, and in particular, the H-2B visa situation. I mean, why do we need to be importing more workers from other countries, especially for H-2B, which is more of the lower skill type jobs, when we've basically let thousands and thousands and thousands of people cross the border seeking asylum, and those asylum seekers also want to work more often than not. I mean, we're going to find work for these people too. I mean, it's I find it kind of strange. I really do.
Now, you live up there in the land of fruits and nuts, right?
Fruits and nuts. I guess you can say that.
Well, CNN has located their offices not in Atlanta, their home office, but they have a big facility up there in New York, correct?
Yeah, they had a facility, and they're still keeping it, if I'm not mistaken, in Columbus Circle.
They're actually moving. They're moving to the western part of New York in a more elaborate, lavish area. And in the process, did you hear what they're doing?
I heard they were moving a lot out of Atlanta.
They're laying off 300 people.
Oh, I knew about the layoffs, but I mean, I think that they were moving a lot of their production out of Atlanta. You know, it was funny. Some people were making fun of it today because CNN is constantly pushing the world is going to end, global warming, and the cities are going to flood.
Yes, they are.
If they actually believe that, why would they move their new headquarters right on the water?
Yeah, to where the world is going to end, because you're up there where AOC is saying it all the time, and anybody can hear her.
Hey, well, one would think, if you think that the world's going to end and the seas are going to rise, if you really believe that, why would you put your headquarters on the water?
Well, New York is obviously the capital, the entertainment capital of the world when it comes to anything that comes out. Everybody wants to be heard in New York in one way or another.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, if you're going to, I get that, but, they're safe and sound in Atlanta. That's not near the water. And not only that, they have their headquarters in Manhattan is a little bit further in at Columbus Circle, but
right.
Their new place is in Hudson Yards, which is right on the Hudson River.
That's right, and that's where they're moving some of the people coming up out of Atlanta, like you say, because they're going to make Atlanta into like a satellite. But they are laying off 300 people, and they are buying out some people that are towards retirement age and buying them out so that they don't have to pay them anymore.
CNN's ratings, I don't know, maybe they could try to find Ted Turner and try to bring him back.
Can I tell you something that I found out last week when I was looking at the numbers that I've been put that this show's been putting up at night? We now know that there are days, not all the time, but we now know that there are days where this radio show that you're on right now has more listeners than MSNBC has viewers, and the same applies to CNN on certain days. I found that out.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, they're really in the tank right now as far as the ratings are concerned.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so you have a good day and stay low up there.
You got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. He's up there. Of course, he lives on Long Island, but he's doing business out of New York City. Of course, the big stock market up there. He is in that business. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Coming up with Colonel Jim Orscher.
Hello, I'm Ronit.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.